right?
Big shout out today to Helix Sleep. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz and they'll match you to the mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. Find your perfect mattress at helixsleep.com/griffin. Thank you to our sponsor, 5CBD. They make full spectrum CBD and THC products that you can feel. It ships legally to all 50 states, so you can send it to a friend. Go to 5CBD.com/Griffin and enter code Griffin at checkout for 30% off and free shipping on your first order. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your absolutely favorite podcast. Whoa, whoa, whoa. As you know, haven't done this in a while, and we're back, and we never know what this guy's going to do, but welcome to the podcast, Mr. Rick Glassman.
Yo, Thursday on the afternoon, the party's sicking off the new, but now if it's stopping, dipping, and ticking, and in the afternoon, but if you push it, pop it, and kip it into the better noon, and you were doing it, do it into the blood moon. Now we're just pushing it aside like you're rocking in the ride, when the rhythm in the prize, and you're drinking on the cars, and you're dipping on the ride. How you doing? Cause anyone in the world are loving when you move and moving. But I would want it, you pop it, you take it, you give it up and give it, then you love it, then you shake it, then you click, click, pop, pop. The stop, chop, chop, stop. Never mind, check the watch. Ah, it's the riffin' with the griffin' time. With the riffin' rhyme. With the bit.
Oh, start over. I want to do it again. I was. Alright, and we did it.
I was not in the mood to do it, and when, I was thinking, like, is there a chance he's not going to give it to me? Because you're like, we haven't done this in a while. And then he gave it to me, and I'm like, I can't say no.
Yeah, you got to take the mic. You want headphones on? What are you doing?
What do you guys think?
Well, it's not live. We could have done it live, but it's not live.
I was ready to do that maybe when I got here 4 hours ago.
Oh, you're one to talk. Like, you're always ready when I get to your place.
So when I came up here and you weren't ready, like, there was some, you were, you was probably 15 minutes in the chair of doing stuff.
Yeah.
That I get.
Yeah.
But I got here 2 hours ago.
Yeah, but we wanted to talk about the wedding stuff. About the wedding stuff. And then I was also doing my podcast earlier.
You could have done it earlier.
No, but I mean.
You knew I was coming.
Yeah, you know when I'm coming too.
I got no problem.
Actually, I didn't know you were coming. You know that? It's crazy. Because I usually hear from you, so you didn't necessarily confirm, and you still came. So I was like, yeah, oh, he's here. Yeah, but like day of. I've had this experience with you in the past where, like,
she messaged me a few days ago.
I know, but usually on the day of, you kind of get like, hey, am I still coming? Like, you're usually like that.
So I did message you day of.
When?
I said, because originally I was supposed to get here at 1.
No, I know. When you sent that message.
Keep this in.
I know. When you sent.
People are like, okay.
No, when you sent that message, I was like, oh, he's still coming. I'm saying usually the night before you
day
even
before.
Say.
Gotcha.
You know, like, hey, yeah, am I still coming tomorrow?
So I could appreciate that. I think what happens there is it's not like we made these plans 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We made these plans like 3 days ago.
Still, I know
So I don't need to follow up a day later.
You do, though. That's
okay.
Your way.
I could come back.
No. It's fine. We cleaned up, you know.
Did you?
Rick.
Show the camera.
Rick.
You actually told me this is us cleaned up.
Yeah. Hey, it is what it is. We're you know what, though? You can't have a super clean person and a super messy person living together. That's not going to work. It's got to be maybe a super clean person with a messy person that is pliable, mm-hmm. or it's too messy.
So what you're saying is if you're super messy, you have to be with another super messy.
Or someone who's okay with being messy.
Anybody who's okay with being messy is super messy.
Well, I mean.
No one's just super messy.
No, I disagree. Because there are people who are like neat freaks, mm-hmm. and as opposed to. Someone who's like clean, but like they don't mind if, you know, the dishes aren't done yet.
But that's dishes aren't done yet isn't super messy. Super messy is the dishes just go in the second sink. You know, that's their final place.
No. I understand what you mean. There's levels.
Right.
You know, it's like autistic levels of like, you know, messiness.
But super messy, with a clean person, I guess also, like, if the super messy person also, like, does a lot of stuff, is the breadwinner.
Yeah.
And then it's like the other person's like, well, I got to clean up after him, but I clean up after him or her in a beautiful home. But yeah, I couldn't. No,
I still think it doesn't matter. I still think that there's a mentality. I think there's a thing about a person who is like a neat freak or someone who is like, you know, I'm just saying.
But you're talking super messy, neat freak. Most people are not either of those.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Those two couldn't go together. But I'm saying, and even like what I'm saying is that gap between the two. So let's say this is the middle and you have it like this. I think the thing has to be like that or like this.
So you're saying there's like a
not
standard-
close together, but I think they have to be like it has to be like that or like this with the middle being there. So if the mic is the middle, it can't necessarily be like this. It's got to be like that.
Okay. On to the next subject.
What?
Well, I mean, like at this point, I'm just like, all right.
No, you can say yes or no.
But what you don't understand is, listen, it can't be here. It's got to be like this. Even you're already checking your phone.
No, because I want to. No, I need to check my phone because I want to pull up. I want to pull up your text messages because I want to.
Why are people always reading my text messages all the time?
Yeah, because you know why? Because you. This is what you do. You like change the narrative and the story later.
Okay,
but the proof.
I'm so comfortable with that not being the case that I won't even. Okay, go ahead.
You know what? We don't need to if you don't want to.
Oh, because you just read that you're like, oh, maybe
no. Oh. It's so far back. I don't even know
I don't even know what you're referencing.
What I'm referencing is what I talked about on the podcast before. So now you're here to defend yourself. What I'm saying is this. I'm going to go through the process.
Oh, the American Idol?
Yes. I'm going to go.
American Idol game?
Yeah, American Idol. Because I want to talk about it because it's now done and we could talk about American Idol. But before we talk about that, I want to say this.
And also, even though it's done for us, if you, audience, haven't finished the new season of American Idol, heads up, we're going to talk about it. That's all I need.
All right. Okay. Let me talk first, and then you can go. All right.
I'll pull him up.
It's Sunday.
Okay.
It's Sunday. American Idol's already come on. Rick is now hitting me up Monday night, midnight, really late.
Okay. Also.
No. I'm talking first.
But let me just say one thing.
Uh-huh.
If you watch American Idol on Hulu, it doesn't come out until Monday.
Who knows you're watching it on Hulu?
Who's watching it on cable?
I have YouTube TV, and I record it.
Who's watching it on YouTube TV?
A lot of people. Like, the NBA Finals is being promoted by YouTube TV, okay? So, yeah, you want to pull it up? Now I have to pull it up to make sure you're not leaving anything out, okay? Because you...
I hate when you scroll up. It doesn't keep going. You have to wait for it to
load. I know. It's so annoying. All right, here we. Oh, I found it.
What's the date?
Okay, May 9th.
Okay,
11:24 p.m.
Okay, hold on.
Everyone, May 9th, 11:24 p.m.
Right, so which is
Monday,
which is the next day, or okay, as I like to call it, the day it came out for me.
Okay, fine, but check this out.
Yep.
Even the day it came out for you, this is what you say: greatest season of American Idol ever. That's the first text.
Yep.
Let me talk, and then you can come in, okay? I'm going to talk first. May 9th.
Didn't you already talk first on your podcast?
Shut up.
Okay.
May 9th, 11:24 p.m.
Let me say it again. The day it came out.
Rick?
Day it came out.
Rick? May 9th. Even if it was the day it came out.
Yeah.
May 9th, 11:24 p.m. The first text. Greatest season of American Idol ever? ? Mm-hmm. I am loving is in big caps, these. Fritz is so great. Stop. Full stop. That's it. I say back, man, Christian was robbed. Okay? Rick writes back, wait. And then I've already started typing. That dude is great. Then he goes, say nothing, dude. That's what he says. And I go, what? Okay. And he's like, I'm still watching yesterday's, man.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I love that look on your face because you know I'm right. Okay. Yeah. Here's my point, Rick. I don't know from your text messages.
You don't know.
Anyone would think you've already watched it.
You could say what you don't know.
Oh, here we go. Go on. Right. Wait. Let me just ask you this. Am I out of pocket to assume that you've already watched it?
Yeah.
You're not out of pocket to think that maybe I have.
Okay, this is Rick.
Because there.
Wait. Let me just.
It's my turn.
Not yet. Because I'm presenting my evidence.
Oh, okay.
I'm presenting my evidence. Okay, Rick, the show has already come on. Even if you're watching it on Hulu, it's already come on. You're sending me this message because we know we both love American Idol. And I'm taking the assumption here that, okay, he's watched it. That's why he's messaging me.
Wait. You said watched, past tense, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, well, how do we know it's past tense? Because of the suffix ED. Not watching, watched.
Rick, because the show's already come on.
You assumed okay. I watched.
I did.
Not am watching.
No, I assume you watched it already right. because of you, the nature of your text message.
Could we please just start? Greatest
season of American Idol ever. So all I'm saying is, it is not crazy for me to think.
No, it's not crazy.
That you've already watched it. That's why you're messaging me.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so what I'm saying is,
okay,
if you were in the, like, to me, part of this first few text messages should be, man, I'm watching this right now.
Right.
And this is the greatest season ever. Because then I would have said, oh, man, let me know when you're finished.
May I?
Now, floor is yours.
So the first time you bring this up, you said, am I out of pocket for assuming?
Yeah.
And then you changed your turn for saying assuming to thinking. Because when you assume, it makes an ass out of,
whatever.
All right.
Whatever. And you're an asshole. And you know who is also an asshole? People that say that.
I didn't say it the way it said it. I was being ironic. I deconstructed.
People are assholes that do that.
No. Greatest season of American Idol ever? Question mark. You know why I said question mark?
Rick.
Excuse me.
Rick.
May I have?
Go ahead. Just
go ahead. Greatest season of American Idol ever? Is it? I don't know yet. I haven't finished it.
Yeah, but do you know that from this? Go on.
He knows he's wrong.
Go on. I'm listening. So me and Blake Griffin are listening.
Man, I loved this episode.
No.
Oh, I didn't say that? I didn't put it in past tense?
It doesn't. Okay, so you're trying to tell me that you think that this...
Eric.
You think that this... I am loving these.
Yeah.
These.
Do you not know what these mean?
These nuts? I don't know.
Oh, so you don't know what it means? Then why assume...
I am loving these. You say these, greatest season of America. I'm thinking you're talking about episodes.
What do you think these can mean?
The episodes.
Yes.
Not the current episodes. All of the episodes.
Yes.
Okay.
Go. Does that include the current episode?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So is the current episode part of what I'm loving?
Probably.
Right. I didn't say I loved these. I said I am currently,
because the
loving
and the season still, and the season is still going on. So,
but you said
it's not done.
But you didn't think these meant seasons. You thought these meant episodes. Of course, yeah. I can't say I love the finale, which, by the way, spoiler alert, was the worst episode of all of them.
Oh, don't we can talk about that after we get through our thing.
I wasn't saying I'm loving those. I didn't say I didn't say, Rick, man, I love these. Can't wait for the. All I'm saying is, Eric, you got. I'm gonna leave.
No, Rick. No, I'm saying, Rick, you're trying to say, I get this, I am loving these, but you follow it up with, Fritz is so great.
Yes, I'm watching a game, and a player is doing great. I don't know that he's going to be, spoiler alert, they're going to lose.
Okay, Rick, how about this? Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. This is perfect, okay? Let's say we're watching the playoffs, right, and you recorded it. I don't know. And then you go like this. I'm loving these playoffs. Steph Curry.
Most people.
Wait.
Steph
Curry is going off. And then I go, damn, I can't believe they lost. And you're like, oh, yeah. I didn't finish the game yet.
Oh, you already, you know what? You already stepped in it. You can't make fun of it. If I said Steph Curry went off, that would be different than is going. Also, correct me if I'm wrong, most people watch the NBA Finals live. Most people watch American Idol after the fact.
No, they don't. That's why they do live voting and 20 million people call in.
20 million vote people or 20 million votes? Because each person could vote 10 times per person.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's its own bullshit meter.
7 million people voted.
7 million
or
people?
Or 5, whoever. Rick.
5 million
Rick,
people?
Rick.
5 million people? You know how many people would vote if they had a whole week?
Rick.
Look at what happened the week before.
You said Nobody watches it live.
I didn't say nobody watches it live.
You said whatever you said.
Relative to the NBA Finals, if you look at the NBA Finals.
Not true, because they're not getting great ratings.
I'll put money on. I'm saying, no. I'm not saying Finals to American Idol. What I'm saying is, out of all the people that watch the Finals, okay, we'll call that X. And all the people that watch American Idol, we'll call that Y. The percentage of X that watches live versus not live is more live. The percentage of Y isn't as high as X.
Okay, check this out. All right, perfect. Perfect. I love that you said that.
Okay.
So, in your example, the NBA Finals is over. It's my turn. You're not going to let me not get my point, bitch. I'm going to get my point, motherfucker.
Say the game at the finals. Because American Idol wasn't over.
Wait.
American Idol wasn't over.
Check it out.
Game six is over.
All right. Check it out. We're talking about game six. Let me talk.
There was two episodes left. Game five.
Whatever.
Concede?
Game five. I love, you're trying to not because you know I got you right here.
I'm trying.
Let me finish. It's now game five.
Right.
Game five is over. Mm-hmm. It's the next day. Mm-hmm. And you say to me,
I'm loving the finals.
I'm loving these finals.
Yeah.
And I go, and then you follow it with, Stephen Curry is great. Then I say, can't believe they lost that game. Mm-hmm. And then you go, I haven't finished watching. Wait. Listen. This is your example you brought up. Is it terrible of me to think you've already watched it?
No.
That's what happened.
And I'm saying the finals is
the mic?
No, but the finals is different than American Idol. And also,
you used the finals as the example. You said you're X and Y, and most people watch it already. So I was using
Saying X, the finals, most people watch it live. So to assume that they didn't, if I'm talking about the finals.
It's 2 days later.
It's the day it came out. American Idol.
For you.
For most people.
No, you're watching it on Hulu. Most people watch it on regular TV.
You know what? Neither one of us have the data for that.
Okay.
But I will say this. If I'm watching a finals game, and I'm messaging somebody about the finals game, which is much more immediate
to me
than American Idol, which is once a week, and people don't watch any show. They don't watch it the day it comes out. They have their week, okay? Finals, multiple games per week.
I'm just going off what you said, Rick.
I was saying it's different than the finals.
But using your example, I'm right. Okay.
What's my example?
Your example of like X, Y, this amount of people watch it.
Wait. It seems like you don't understand the example.
I do understand the example.
Explain the example.
The example is this, Rick. If people aren't watching. Yeah, exactly.
Explain my example.
Here's the middle.
Explain my example.
All I'm saying is.
No. Explain my example that you're trying to put against me.
Yeah, because you're saying that most people watch sports live.
I'm saying more people who watch the sports game watch it live.
I get it.
Than who watch a TV show.
So what I'm saying is, if we're talking about the finals later, it's okay for me to assume that you've already watched it.
Even though
and let's say you didn't watch it live, you just happen to have recorded it and you're watching it right now. What I'm saying is this, it's not wrong of me to assume that you already watched it.
It's wrong to assume anything with spoilers.
Oh my God.
It's less weird for sports. If it were the finals game and I'm a day behind on the finals game, I would say to you, hey, man, I haven't finished the game.
And what I would say to you
American Idol, you don't need to do that.
Yes, you do.
I disagree. Can
we agree to disagree on that point?
That's such a stupid saying because we already are disagreeing.
I'm saying we can move forward. That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is on a television show, spoilers, to assume that somebody watched a show when it comes out on streaming, which let's at least say a lot of people watch it streaming.
Uh-huh.
You got to give at least a week.
No. Check it out. I disagree with you. Not when you receive.
Loving, not loved.
Those messages like that.
Also.
And I'll put that up. It's going to be on the screen right now. The messages are right here. Boom.
Okay. Also.
Can we snap it?
This wasn't a huge deal to me. This wasn't I understand how that could happen.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done it. Ugh. But I understand it can happen. What got heated wasn't the fact that you assumed I watched it. I'm just like, man, in fact, my UGH, my UGG, didn't even have an exclamation point.
Oh, it was full caps.
No, it wasn't.
Let's go back and look.
Go ahead.
Let's go back and look.
I'll stay right here, not looking. I'll just look at your face. You tell me if there's caps.
Okay, it was a cap.
Yeah, all right.
The first, but it was a capital U.
Yeah, because there was a period before it.
Well, then you should know that. You shouldn't put a period and then do the ugh.
No, I'm still watching, period. Ugh. You're out of your mind.
Because that's how Rick voice texts.
What got me heated, I actually said, I'm still watching, period. Ugh, period. What got me heated wasn't that you spoiled it, which you did, which happens. I wanted to tell you that to condition us so you know, hey, man, next time, just say, did you finish it? What got me upset.
Oh, and I'm saying to you, hey, man, next time, open with, still watching.
Oh, I learned my lesson.
Oh, you good. Did you learn your lesson?
What got me upset was something that you do all the time.
Oh, here we go.
Which is this. Hey, man, you fucking bitch. You should have. I'm like, Eric.
What?
You spoiled.
Where's that?
No, the energy.
Oh, how do you know the energy?
Because I'm saying it's something that you do all the time. This is who you are. I'm not even talking about American Idol.
Oh, what about, this is who you are.
Okay. It was you, dude.
And you are Mr.
You can't say that. I can say that.
Okay, we're done.
Hold on.
This has been Rick Glassman. Thank you for watching.
Hold on. You spoiled something for me.
I didn't spoil it.
See, and here's where my issue is. Ooh, I'm not saying that you.
When he does that, when he goes in here.
I'm not saying you did something intentionally. I'm not saying you did something that is unfathomable. What I'm saying is you're walking down, you're walking in Air One. All right.
Oh, here's another. This is going to be a ridiculous example, but go on.
Air One is a grocery store that is known for their thin aisles. That's what I'm getting at. All right. You're walking in this.
You know what? They do have some thin ass aisles. Mm-hmm.
You're walking in. All right. And you're, you know what? You haven't been there in a while and you're looking for stuff. Then you found it there and you're excited and you get the bags and you're doing this and you got, look at all these $15 bags of dried mangoes. And then you turn. Small aisles, man. You didn't see me. You bumped into me. Not a big deal. But you know what you do? You say, my bad.
No.
I know.
No, that's not the same.
You go like this.
No.
This motherfucker!
No. That's not true at all.
Just acknowledge that you spoiled it for me.
How about you acknowledge that this series of text messages
I understand
you
said, it could happen.
No. See.
But this, you didn't get spoiled.
And this is what you do.
You didn't get spoiled.
What you do is you never own shit. Own that you... That this is also your fault. Own it.
I got it. Do you know what you're looking at?
What?
You're looking at whose fault it is.
No.
You're an only child?
Oh.
Right. That makes sense. Because you would get in trouble and there's nobody to blame it on. I get it now.
This is what you do.
You had nobody to blame
it on.
This
is what you do.
Always, you know what?
This is what you do.
For the first time I've seen it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you grew up that way.
Oh, my God.
I can appreciate the trauma.
Oh my God. You see, this is what my issue is. You think you didn't do anything wrong.
I think that if I could go back.
Why are you yelling?
Oh, Cass, let the fuck out of
why
this.
Why are you yelling?
Hey, you're right. Let me calm down.
Yeah, calm down, Rick. Why are you yelling?
I think.
See, when you grow up with brothers and you have to fight all the time, you're so aggressive. That's what happens.
Sometimes you have to be heard.
I understand.
Why I appreciate
you grew up like that.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, good.
So. You're looking at it as fault.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I misunderstood when you said own that it's your fault too. I misunderstood. So you're not talking about
own
fault.
Your part of it. What I don't like is you're sitting here acting like
right.
I'm the only person that did anything wrong.
No, I don't think the spoiling was that big of a deal. That's not what I'm saying. Listen, when you foul somebody in a game of basketball, I don't think it was a flagrant foul.
I understand what
you're
saying.
But you hit the shooter. It's part of the game. It happens.
No, I didn't.
Is it my fault for jumping?
I didn't hit the shooter.
You hit the shooter.
This went to the NBA office, and they're still looking at it right now.
No,
they're just
man.
Like, I don't know.
Listen,
that guy, he flopped. You're a flopper.
Check this out.
You're a flopper.
My question for you is this, and see if you could answer this and be fucking non-biased as much as you can.
When am I biased? I'm trumping you.
Admittingly, without context, my question that I'm asking, admittingly, without all the other context, or as you'd like to say 95 times, nuance.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very nuanced.
Without the context and nuance, answer
you have
me.
To have the nuance.
I'm saying, just so we could build. We're gonna build. We're gonna start here because we're calling a foul here.
How many minutes in are we in on this? Go ahead.
And we haven't even gotten to the spoilers yet. So people fast forward, they're gonna get to it now. And like, I fast forward 45 minutes, we didn't even have it. Answer me this question. Not whose fault was it wrong? Could Rick have done something different? Could Eric have done something different?
Uh-huh.
Just answer me this one literal, objective question.
Uh-huh.
Was the episode spoiled for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
And why was it spoiled for you?
Listen. The why wasn't an issue for me.
And that's what I'm
just
saying.
Just to not acknowledge. Just
own that part of it.
Just say, oh, my bad.
How about you say, oh, my bad. But I should have told you I was still watching.
Because we didn't even get to the issue of the spoiling.
Rick.
We went right to fuck you.
Okay, so how about you give me an object? Now we're doing the whole objective thing now.
Why don't we do what we could done different?
No, you're not going to get away. Now, you said you all calmly, like, hey, objectively. So let me ask you a question then.
Yep.
Like, can you see how if you start the conversation with, I didn't text you. It'd be one thing if I texted you like, bro, American Idol is, I can't believe Christian was robbed. If I hit you first, then that's like, man, I already know. Because I don't watch it live either. So I already know.
You don't?
No.
Play the tapes back.
I don't watch it live.
YouTube live, that's what you watch all the time?
No, I said to you, you said people don't watch it live. Most people don't watch it live.
Percentage like, compared to
I
the
said,
finals.
I said people do watch it live because that's how they get the live
Of course
vote.
People watch right, it live. Right, it's a live right. show. Nobody watches your all podcast
I'm,
live.
All I'm saying is,
but
yes,
some
do.
But some people do.
Yeah, Rick, all I'm saying is you started it off with this. Greatest season of American Idol ever, ? I am loving these. Fritz is so great.
I understand.
Could you read that and be like, he's already seen
I understand how that could happen.
That's it. But all I'm saying, that's it. Then.
But I wouldn't have assumed he watched it. I would ask, did you finish?
Oh my God. Okay.
But
okay.
When I said, hey man, not anything about... Here, let me get exactly what it was.
What?
When I said to you that... I didn't say anything about you fucked up. I said, man, you said Christian get up. I said, wait. Because before we even deal with what needs to be healed, let's stop the trauma. Let's just... before we deal with, you know, all the fluids that need to go in, let's put pressure on the wound for a second. Wait. So then you said,
say nothing, dude.
What? And then you said, that dude is great. So now I'm just saying, hold on. Before we even go anywhere, I say nothing, dude. Because you're still typing, just say nothing. Just hold on for a second. Just
now
stop.
I know.
Now you go, what?
Because at the moment I'm realizing this idiot started texting me about American Idol and haven't finished.
Instead of thinking about what I'm going through, you're judging my intellect. I'm just saying.
I'm not judging your intellect.
You just called me an idiot.
Yeah. Right. Well, idiot, not meaning like idiot.
It's not like you called me a bitch, right?
Yeah, I did. Because it means the same thing to me. Idiot, bitch, asshole, motherfucker.
So I'm not saying, I didn't say this. Eric.
No, this one.
You know what? You go ahead because I'm going to ask you respectively for 30 seconds. So go ahead.
Okay. You go, I'm still watching yesterday's man with an exclamation point, and that's when I get mad. Bitch.
Right. So defensive.
You can't
only child.
Talk about Idol and not be caught up. All right? And then you go, come on, rookie move. You're so defensive and so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's what pissed me
the
off.
The defense. Oh, no, you were pissed off beforehand.
No,
because you're calling
that's
me a bitch.
But it's like, bitch, you gotta watch.
But my man wasn't man. My man was this. Man.
How do I know?
And how do I know? But I never yelled any obscenities to you or called you wrong.
No, but what we need to do is like, when this happens, we need to get on FaceTime.
No, what we need to do is we need to have two people who know no context or us read these out. And hear their context and how
actually, it's actually a super funny way to do it.
And they go like this. Actually, and both actors go, actually, he should have. And you're like, no, man, no, fuck this. You wouldn't even take it then. So hear me out.
I've heard you out.
No.
I'm gonna hear you out. I'm gonna say this one thing. You have yet to even take any ownership of anything.
If I were editing this, I would cut to all the times I said, you're right. I absolutely could have said it differently. I could have made it more clear. I see how that could have happened.
Okay, good. We're done. That's it. That's all I need.
I said that numerous times.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Eric, let me edit this episode. Numerous times.
Oh, that'd be great. You want to edit?
Comment.
This is how, I'm, you know what? This is like me. I'm Tom. I'm Huckleberry Finning you. I'm making you pay defense.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how I do it.
Well, I'm Mr. Miyagi-ing you, and I'm making you do this so many times, so next time you'll be like, did you wash it?
You're not a No.
Did you like the pun at least?
There's no.
Wash to watch?
No.
Did you wash it? Did you watch it?
What about Mr. Miyagi 2, or, you know, where it's take the coat off, you know?
Sorry, listen, here, listen to this. Listen to this, okay?
Can we just move on from this?
I got to get this out because you're seeing this through your reality, which I could see. I see your reality.
And I see yours. You're not acknowledging mine.
I've acknowledged it so
much. But you're still going. We can move on from it.
What is my issue?
Your issue is I spoiled American Idol for you, and I got mad at you.
No. My issue is not that you spoiled American Idol.
Huh? What is it?
Hear me.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at me.
Christ.
Look at me. Tell me if my eyes are
sincere. I
want
to look at you. You're not sincere.
I'm sincere.
No, that's your sincere. If that's your sincere, you're going to have a lot of troubles. Okay?
I have autism and I've learned facial expressions.
Don't even fucking use that.
The facial expression I have learned.
Man.
No, when people are being sincere, when people are being sincere, they do this. They go they put their lips together. They also go like this. They also try and slow things down with their hands. They go.
Okay, so that's what you're doing?
Okay. Here's this. My issue is not then I was upset that it was spoiled for me. Not Eric Griffin spoiled it, just me watching the show. It wasn't even about you. It was just like, fuck, man, right? Mm-hmm. The issue comes from... I'm looking. Okay. Christian was robbed. Wait. Dude, that's great. Say nothing. What? I'm still watching yesterday's. Man, I just wanted to say, don't say anything.
Yeah.
And you went right to... Bitch, you should have, instead of saying, I didn't point blame at anything.
Well, I did.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. Okay.
So the fact that I'm just like, fuck, I stubbed my toe. You know, if you could remove yourself from it, it wouldn't have happened. If I stubbed my toe, instead of being like, you should have been wearing shoes, which I should have, you would have been like, oh, that sucks.
You know, I know the issue right now. The issue is this make-believe version of Rick Glassman that you think you are in this scenario. But I know Rick. That's not how you did it. You are this guy. How you're acting with me right now is how I pictured you texting me.
Oh, you were creating a story. Right.
Oh, see, here we go.
No, I just.
This is what we did. I'm talking about my pre-existing relationship with Rick Glassman, how we go at each other about the most minute
things. But you don't listen.
All right? Oh!
How many times did I have to say I could have said it different? How many times did I have to say, I understand how you could see it that way. All I'm saying is, just say my bad. And then the conversation then could have been about, whatever, da 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 da. It wasn't about spoiling. It was about you throwing the blame on me when I wasn't even talking about blame. I'm talking about American Idol, man.
Ugh.
We'll be right back.
Marshall's Rug Gallery.
Are you sick and tired of all the same merchandise from all of the, let's buy this sweatshirt. Let's buy this beer cozy. At rickglassman.com or at Tyso Cards, you could pick up these custom-made.
This is all getting cut out.
Really?
Oh, that's right. Go do your cards.
We get Rick Glassman and Goblin, Blake Griffin, Mark Maron as Iron Man, and the newest, Eric Griffin.
Let's do this because you don't have we gonna be blurry.
What are you talking about? Zoom in. Now you're gonna mess up the whole thing. Now the whole thing's gonna be blurry.
Autofocus?
It might be. Now you just ruined the whole thing.
Autofocus?
I'm not even sure.
Hey, you know what? My bad.
Yeah.
My bad. I didn't realize it was on autofocus. Yeah. But you can't get mad at me for assuming.
Oh, shut up.
Exactly. That's such an annoying thing to say.
No, you're annoying, okay?
Fuck off, man.
And everybody agrees with me.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they
do. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I just want to make sure. I wonder if I have, I don't know if they told me ahead of time. Can I just look at my ad calendar and see what it is? This would be May. What is it right now? It's about to be June. Wow. June. What's the date today? It's May 30th. So next week would be the 6th. So we'll come out on the 7th, which would be, that's a Helix sleep ad.
Actually, before we get into it, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I sleep on a Helix mattress.
Yeah, so do I.
It's a great mattress.
It's a fantastic mattress, actually.
No, but I don't even want to make it seem like it's a sales pitch. I want to tell you because you know, you do these things, you try them, and sometimes they're okay. Sometimes you don't want to advertise it, and sometimes they're great. And obviously, you could go to their website. You could take the 2-minute sleep quiz, which, by the way, you've taken it, right?
I have taken
Maybe
it.
Maybe it takes a minute. I think they say 2 minutes. Just
if that.
Are you a, do you like a firm mattress? Do you like a
soft? I'm a side sleeper.
I'm a back sleeper.
Oh.
Do you run hot or cold?
I run cold.
I run hot. Mm. So you know what? Such differences that we could agree to disagree on, but I will say this. One thing we can't agree on, Helix mattress is a fantastic mattress.
Absolutely fabulous.
Now tell me, correct me if I'm wrong, you get to try it for 20 days, right? And then they...
I think it's 100 days, actually.
Wait a minute. It's 100 days?
100 days and...
But then you have to pay to ship it back if you don't like it.
No, they'll actually pick it up for free.
Wait a minute, you have to go pick it up, but if they don't like it, they'll pick it up for free?
You don't even have to pick it up, Rick. They send it to you.
So they'll send you the mattress.
Send it to
try it for 100 days.
Try it for 100 days.
You don't love it. Yeah, right. You send it back, and then what? But you have to probably pay for the shipping back. That's not a bad deal, though. You don't got to pay for
nothing. The whole thing's free. So make sure you go to
helixsleep.com/Tyso
Griffin
for up to $200 off all mattress orders.
And you get
orders.
A free pillow.
Two.
Griffin.
That's helixsleep.com/Tyso
Griffin
for up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows. We'll be right back. Oh, and check out TysoCards.com.
Griffin.
What's up, guys? Let's talk about 5-CBD, which I have tried. Yes, I have tried it, and it is great. 5-CBD was founded by hemp enthusiasts to unlock the power of full-spectrum CBD so you can unwind from the grind. Since the products have regulated amounts of THC, you can get a nice buzz while keeping a clear head. And they ship legally to all 50 states. 5-CBD for everyone. Life moves fast, and sometimes you gotta chill. I'm telling you guys, I'm not usually this person, but I tried it, and I loved it. Super mellow, man. When I did it, it's so chill, and then I go right to sleep, and I wake up, and I feel great. I got a really good night's sleep, so I do highly recommend it. If you're not someone that wants to get high and you don't like that feeling, because I'm like that. I don't like that feeling. I don't want to be high. I don't want to be drunk. I don't want to be anything like that. So I was a little nervous at this, but I took this, and it's like, woof, perfect. It's perfect right there where you want to be if you want to be super chill. So in essence, you can think of 5-CBD as an extra strength relaxation tool, really, and I love it. Their industrial hemp is grown in America and U.S. Hemp Authority certified. 5-CBD products are third-party tested, no GMO, and grain-free. Riffin' with Griffin listeners get 30% off and free shipping on their first order of 5-CBD. Go to 5cbd.com/Griffin and enter code Griffin at checkout for 30% off and free shipping on your first order. That's 5cbd.com/Griffin and enter code Griffin at checkout for 30% off and free shipping on your first order.
Anyways, so we saw American Idol. You saw the final. I hated it.
I fast-forwarded the final. I wouldn't say I saw it.
You know what I'm saying? Can I tell you something? When Christian got taken out and when Fritz was out, I was done. And then by the way, first of all, I called the finals. I knew it was going to be Hunter Girl. I knew she was going to be in it, but I thought it was going to be Hunter Girl, Christian, and Fritz as a final three. And then I knew
I Fritz wasn't surprised that he won, by the way.
Oh, as soon as I saw him in, I was like, oh, that guy's going to win. I knew he was going to win because that's who wins American Idol. Straight white males that play guitar.
I would say it's less about guitar and more about country.
Oh, well, that's even a cherry on top. The cherry on top is the country. But by the way, no shade on the guy at all.
No, none at
all. There's none at all. That guy's great. He's really good. Okay.
You don't get to the top 10 if you're not.
Yeah. He's really good. And it's not about, and by the way, it's not a racial thing. This is just a fact of like who's won American Idol. Like, I don't even care who's in the
final. Eric Griffin says only white people win American Idol.
Well, I mean.
So it is a racial thing.
No, but I'm just saying this. How about this? It's never the best singer.
Well, the show, and even the judges will tell us, it's not a singing competition.
Oh no, but they do say that it's a singing competition.
They say that it's looking for America's idol, not best singer. They've said that during the audition rounds.
Well, they've changed that because of the results. Because in the past, they've said many times that this is a singing competition.
It is a singing competition, you know, and the people that can't sing
go out. Well, in the end, it turns out that's... But I'm saying this, though. If you're in the top five, you're already potentially a great idol. That's why you're there. You would think, right?
They lost me after... They blew their load on Disney Week. That was the best. Not just because the performances happened to have been great, but like, I want to hear the Disney songs.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear, and also, no shade to Carrie Underwood. Congrats on everything you do. I don't need a Carrie Underwood theme.
Oh, bro.
You know what a Carrie Underwood theme is for?
100%.
A bar mitzvah.
100%.
Not for the last episode.
Couldn't tell you one Carrie Underwood song.
Yeah, you could.
I couldn't.
I dug my keys into the side of his pretty little souped up. And also,
I wouldn't have known.
Jesus, thank the wheel.
Oh, that's her song?
Yeah, she's not bad.
I'm not, no shade, but I'm just saying I wouldn't have known.
But have you ever heard of this song? Can you feel the love? Yeah, because that's awesome.
I totally agree with you. And by the way, too, hey, American Idol contestants, sing the Disney songs we know. Okay,
I knew most of them.
Stop picking the B-sides from the crap Disney movies.
No, but you're talking about like Moana and stuff.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But no, that's just because we're older. Those aren't our Disney generations.
Maybe.
I really think that's what it is.
No, but sometimes I still feel they don't even pick the lead track. It's like...
You might be right.
This is like, this is like this other track that I'm going to fool people with. No, man.
When Christian sang Circle of Life, I watched it so many
times. That's like Big Boy from last year.
I rewatched that too.
That dude was great. Mm-hmm. He should have won, but I also understand because you want to talk about singing and you want to have that idol thing. He didn't have that.
But
so I get it.
But now the term idol is changing to like involve all body types.
Oh, exactly. So we live in a world right now where you go, why then are these other people losing?
Country, I think, is a big part of American Idol. A lot of the winners are country, and many of the finalists.
I don't know if I would say many of them. We should actually look that up. I want to look that up and see. But I just know this. White guys that play the guitar win American Idol a lot. Okay?
Shout out to white guys who play the guitar.
Yeah, versus really great singers.
Let's move on from American Idol because I don't have stakes in this game anymore.
All right, we're done with American Idol. Let's talk about As We See It. I'm hoping that's going to get a second season.
I don't know. I don't know. But I will say that Amazon, even though they didn't pick it up for a second season yet, which means it might not go, they're pushing the hell out of it for awards.
And it should. You know what? It's an important show. I thought it was like a really great show. I think anybody that watches that show will be touched by the subject matter and the performances. Rachel's mom loves you. Okay? Like Rachel's mom wants to sit next to you at the wedding because she loved that show so much. You know? Anyways, the show meant a lot to everyone. I mean, Rachel, she was crying. I mean, you know, you saw, I sent you the video. So anyways, it's a great show. I do hope it gets a second season. If it doesn't, I'm going to be furious and I'm going to be talking about it. Just straight up. Because it's like with the world we live in right now, with like inclusion and all this kind of stuff. And there are many people out there who are, I don't want to, I'm not even going to use the word suffering with this because it's not suffering, but I don't know. You may even say that.
Living.
Trying to live.
Their experiences. With. One of the benefits. So people say there's so much great TV, which there is. They also say there's too many shows. That's subjective.
Yeah.
But the truth is there are a lot of things. And what streaming has offered is because there's so many shows being made, there's a lot of stories that are allowed to be told of niche categories. And if there's only 10 shows, this probably wouldn't make the cut, right?
Right, right. If it was just NBC only have three slots per night.
So with this idea of all these stories being told and these new opportunities of lead characters that represent these stories and these lifestyles, now people are getting to see themselves and doing a lot of press and meeting a lot of people with this show, not even including so many messages that I've gotten, which one of the coolest ones is how many people have messaged saying not only did they not know much about autism since the show, they have since been diagnosed. And they found out all of these things. Oh, that's what this is. They relate so much to this.
How important is that?
And I'm meeting these people, both on the spectrum or directly connected to it. A lot of parents with kids with autism thanking me. And when I say thanking me, I'm able to receive it the way it is. Though they are thanking me, they're thanking me as a vehicle because I'm there. What this is I'm just an actor on the show. It could have been somebody else. This story is being told that I am part of. It's not like I did something.
No, stopping you. I'm stopping you. No, Rick. It's not true. You did. It is you. you did a great job. And they hired you. What I liked about what they did was they didn't just hire an actor to play someone who's autistic, which I have no problem with. That's why it's called acting.
Okay, I've talked about that in press.
Don't get me started about that.
When they talk about how important representation is, I say it is important to give opportunity and to tell the story authentically, but I do not believe that everybody should only be playing the things that they are.
That, because I think that is ridiculous. Yeah. Uh-huh. It'd be funny if like that's the reason they say they don't pick it up, and they pick it up because you don't know how difficult it is to make this show.
You want to know the truth.
What if it's like, woof, they are autistic? Wouldn't that be like, oh man.
You know, the show, everybody who is part of that show, behind the camera and in front of it, is so patient and kind and loving and loved. And I know this.
Yeah, it's good.
Doing this thing, nobody had a problem making this show.
Well, we'll see.
Logistically.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, it's only going to be because of numbers.
And here's the thing, though, and I have a problem with that. I have a problem with big streaming services trying to tell us, like, hey, we don't have space and room. You don't have space and room on your hard drive? And well, let me finish, too. You know, it's like Amazon, you make refrigerator money. You literally have one of the richest. He would be the richest man in the world if he didn't get divorced. Mm. So you got money to make these shows. That's just a choice. I don't want to hear about.
I want to tell you more about what the people I've met, though.
Go.
The people I've met, neurodiverse or connected to somebody, when they tell me what this show means to them and thank me, uh-huh, and thank you for the show, and it's not coming up to me saying, hey, dude, loved your show, which is important for entertainment aspects. That's great.
And it's like after a comedy show, hey, you were funny. I don't need it.
But sometimes they mean it and they wanted to express it and it feels good and they're giving you your flowers and good for you. And that is nice that we're making good art. They're not coming up to me saying, I was so entertained. Thanks for entertaining me, which that's part of it.
It's part of it.
They're coming up to me saying, I finally saw my son. I finally saw myself.
Oof.
And there was a girl that came up to me after a screening for this. I mean, if she blinked, their tears are going down her face, right?
Right.
She has autism and just wanting to take a picture. And then we took the picture. I'm sorry. I just want you to know the show means a lot. You know, like one of those things where it's just like, ooh, they're gathering their things. It's like, this is a performance. We use that take. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, we're
press. She couldn't do it again, right?
We were just speaking a panel, which sidebar, let me say, when we first started doing that stuff, I wasn't sure if it was disrespectful to be silly. And every now and then I would do a little joke and I kept asking our show creator, Jason, is that okay? And you'd be like, yes. And I did enough to where I'm like, now I'm just, it feels awesome. It's like stand up.
I'm
shining.
If I was in the audience, I'd be like, well, here's Rick being Rick.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. No shade on
there's
you.
There's also something to the difference between stand up when you're on stage alone and when you're up with a group of people, let alone it not being a comedy. So it's not a whole bunch of jokes, but just like knowing that once you get your thing, you're not only is it okay for you to stop, you're supposed to. So just being able to just swing only when there's a fastball, it's really nice. And so many people don't know me that I'm a comedian. They just know me from the show.
Yeah.
So they're like, you should go do a stand-up. And I go,
oh, that's great.
I love it.
Yeah.
But the point is,
you've been doing that more anyway, so that's been helping, mm-hmm, I think.
And talking about this real stuff on stage.
Yeah.
But these people that it means so much to, like, If they're not getting the numbers they need, if they need this many numbers and they get this many, and this show got this many and they were entertained, but all these people are, it's so important to them.
Yeah.
I had a girl come up to me recently. Also, shout out to Family Cafe. I want to give, that was when I was in Orlando this past weekend. It's this organization that Lori, I'm forgetting her last name, that she puts together. It's the 24th year. I'm going to tell you what this organization does, or is that, do you not care?
Go ahead.
You have a kid. You go home from the hospital. There's no specific rule book of how to take care of your kid, especially if they have a disability. So it's this thing for this disability community that they've been building for. You don't necessarily know every year they do this. Now I think thousands and thousands of people come to this event every year. Now it's free. There's dental screenings. There's sensory rooms. There's face painting.
Gotcha.
There's all these things for the whole weekend. There's different people that come and they speak. And not only is it they offering help and assistance and tools. It's also literally this community of all different types of people with disabilities, whether they have them, a child does, a parent, whatever, comes together, and it's just great. What was the point I was making? I was there. What were we just talking about? Fuck. Maybe I just wanted to shout out these people.
Yeah, about what it means to people at the show. Like the show.
Oh, I remember. So there's this girl. I hate that I'm forgetting their names, but she's the youngest daughter of a family of I think that she has, there's six of them. The oldest, her brother has autism. Mm-hmm. And everyone in the family is close enough and everyone's kind, but she says that she's the only one in the family that truly connects to the brother, at least in the way that she does, because there's some obstacles.
Yeah.
She grew up with a brother. The brother's 6-7 years older. She started playing video games because that's when, and she doesn't play much. She doesn't know how to play games, but that's how they could connect, blah, blah, blah. She said that my character, Jack, is so much like her brother. She learned so much from her brother from watching the show. And like, she grew up with the guy, but still being able to see it from another perspective.
Yeah.
And that was just like, anyway, I'm talking too much about it now.
No, it's good. I mean, it's like, I get it.
I didn't anticipate the show. I knew it would be important because of the story we're telling. I didn't anticipate in being able to see the faces of the people that this matters to.
Yeah.
And it's powerful.
Yeah, because you're just like doing a show because you want to be an actor.
It's work.
It's a great opportunity. Yeah, I get it. You're going to be on another show. It's like, it is what it is. And it's like, but then you just go, oh, wow, this is like a whole other level of like what art does. And, I'm glad that they did that. You know, I mean, I have my own feelings about, I'm not, you know, inclusion and all this stuff is great, but I don't think everything has to be so like, oh, it has to be real. This has to be the realism. Like it's like when they talk about Euphoria and they're like, is this a realistic depiction of high school? Like, who the hell wants to see that? Mm-hmm. What, we should have Zendaya in social studies class?
We couldn't have Zendaya. You'd have to have people that...
Yeah. Ugly people that go to high school.
Well, I was just going to say their ages.
Just saying. They're ugly.
I've seen those. There's so many memes where it's just like a high school and they just look like 13 and 15 year olds.
Yeah.
And then a Netflix high school and they're 24 year old models.
You know what I mean? I just think that the makers of Euphoria should troll everybody and film like them, like in a classroom, and the teacher's up there like, you know, teaching them, and do like 20 minutes of just that.
Oh, you're saying?
Yeah.
Like a real history
lesson. Yeah, like a real, like they do it and then be like, oh, this is so entertaining. Uh-huh. This is so realistic. I wouldn't see that. No, man, nobody wants to see that. So anyway, what I'm saying is like, there is a feeling of people just being like, hey, I want to be entertained. Entertainment is supposed to be escapism. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about it. I want to escape from reality. If I want a reality, I go down to the post office. You know what I mean? But at the same time, when I hear you talk about this and I hear the people that it touches and moves and how it affects me personally, I also see where I go, hey, this was important.
You know, it's like a comedy special supposed to make you laugh. And that is great. Some also teach you stuff. That's not necessary. All specials
not
need to be need to be Rothaniel, you know? But shout out to Gerard Carmichael and Rothaniel. Fantastic special.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Rothaniel.
I think he doesn't want people knowing his name. But like, that's a special thing. But not all stand-up comedy specials need to be that.
Yeah.
But that also should exist.
Yeah.
And that's great. So if you're making that show, then it makes sense to make it authentic.
Yeah.
If you're making a show that, what do you want? Are you trying to get the most people to watch this? And are you trying to get people to like get the hottest people and the people with the most followers? Because that is a strategy and that's part of what it is. But when you're making a show that's trying to be authentic, then you do want to be authentic with it.
Well, obviously that was the thought process going in.
Yeah,
the creators obviously were like, let's get some autistic actors and really show this. Let's tell a real story. And they did that. They achieved it. So regardless, if it gets picked up or not, that piece of work is out there for people. And I highly recommend anybody just to watch it just for the entertainment value of it. But also, if you have an autistic person in your family or you're having trouble dealing and you just want to see, you know, a different way, a different perspective, watch As We See It.
I want to read this. So we're in Emmy magazine this month and there's like this write up and it's cool and blah, blah, blah. And there's the opening of it is just, it's what you make fun of me for all the time. And I just don't want you to read it.
You want me to read it out loud?
Yeah.
Oh, While shooting the pilot,
this is the opening of the article.
Of the article. While shooting the pilot for As We See It, actor Rick Glassman thumbed ahead in the script and saw that an upcoming scene involved eating pizza. He promptly informed Jason Kadams, the series showrunner, writer, executive producer, that he doesn't eat cheese. Kadams offered to have the prop pizza made without cheese.
Right.
Like,
so that's something that, like, Diva. Right, like
no, Diva. If this show was
no, I'm saying acting like a diva.
No, I'm saying it'd be Diva if it was like Mandalorian 3, and you're like a character in Mandalorian, and you skimmed ahead, and during the thing you were like, "Hey, that would be like fire that guy. Who the hell does he think he is?" But the autism,
autistic
show starring the autistic actors, they were like, "Okay,"
but it also oddly gave this environment of truly being me.
Now, sometimes
you can't. Oh, sometimes you gotta just do a little different.
Yeah.
But not here. And there was. And then.
Then what does it say? Rick was like, "No." Kadams says, recalling how Glassman insisted that the pizza be made normally. Playing Jack, a character with autism, Glassman, who is also on the spectrum and sensitive to taste and textures, and everything. No, it doesn't say that. I just added that.
Also, though I am sensitive to it, it sounds, smells, textures. I just don't like cheese.
What?
That's not an autism. I mean, I don't
a diva. Wanted to peel the cheese off during the scene exactly the way he does in real life. It added such a specificity to the moment and to his character.
Ooh. So instead of it being like, Rick is tough, they're like, I love that.
No, you were showing that you're like, I'm an autistic artist, you know? And maybe I'm an artist first, and then I'm autistic.
If they needed me to eat the cheese, I would have said, cast somebody else. I couldn't have done it. So I don't think art is first. I can't do cheese.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed.
Let me read this one. One more.
Go ahead.
He cites another
telling. Read the whole freaking article?
He cites another telling trait Glassman wanted to slip into a scene. The actor proposed that Jack sit down in an otherwise hushed medical waiting room next to someone noisily crunching on a bag of chips. I thought it would be because I hate the sounds of that.
Uh-huh.
But instead of just saying, great idea, which they later do, they first do this. So the entire production stood by while someone ran out and bought some chips to try it out.
Wow. They're making you sound...
In the final edit, which incorporated the munching, Jack's funny, agonized expression evinces just how disturbed that sound could be to someone with auditory hypersensitivity. So, Rick's so difficult. And then, but, in the final edit, I feel that way about the podcast. Like, it's so exhausting. But in the edit...
Looks good.
It was cool reading that because it was like, it was just very honest. Rick is this way. Rick is this way. Rick is this way. But it made for this.
I don't know if I saw it like that. I think that it was like overall showing the journey they wanted to take in this production. And they showed how like you were completely like you were perfect for it.
I tiptoed at first with certain things. And almost every time I did, they would. Sometimes they would say no, but it would always be understood and accepted.
Then
it got to the point where it wasn't just, I don't want to eat. Like, anyway, it doesn't matter. I just fucking loved the show and I loved working on it.
Yeah, and you were great on it, man. And I hope something more comes of it. But, you know, regardless, even if it doesn't, man, it's out there. You know what I mean? I think that you put yourself on the map as, you know, because one, it shows that like a person who is autistic can hold a show, can be the star of a show. Can be worked with, you know what I mean?
All these
conceptions that people might have about someone who has autism, you know, it's like, it shows, this article shows, hey, use these things.
Yeah. There's an actor, there's an actor on the show, Robbie, and I'll put up his Instagram handle if you want, I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
He has autism and played a neurotypical character. He played my boss. So like, there's somebody with autism who's playing somebody who doesn't have autism.
Whoa.
So it's like, it goes...
Oh, I have a problem with that.
Yeah. It's like that.
I have a problem. There are good, hardworking, non-autistic actors out here that can't get work. And you're telling me that your show... Just teasing. Like, how stupid is
that? Oh. But just, yeah, but what? Just piggybacking what you're saying, just like, they could play these roles, but also it's not just these roles. Just, it's nice to give these people this opportunity that otherwise may not have before the show.
Question
to
for
get
you.
Them into the business.
Question for you then. How difficult is that going to be? Like, it's not a show about autism. And it does say like,
I've been on shows that weren't about autism.
Yeah, but you got to eat the pizza. Or you got to like, you know.
Well, listen, everything is different. I think the biggest part of that is learning how, and that's what my diagnosis helps so much for, and what it's so great being part of these communities and learning from each other is, I am the way I am. You are the way you are. We all are the way we are. Being able to communicate to somebody, like I, before any episode, because we had multiple directors, before every episode, even though they knew what the subject matter was, I would talk to the directors beforehand and tell them the things about me. Mm. 2 minutes. I just want to let you know that I know some directors don't like giving line reads because they think actors don't like it. You could give me any line read, any direction. You have to be so direct to me or I won't pick up on it. So I just want you to know if I'm doing something too much or you want less of this or more of something, just straight up say, Rick, you need to do this. Because then they'll talk to me a certain way. On Undateable, I found out after the fact, and I don't know if this is a blanketed statement or not, but like, apparently, in the multicam world, the directors won't and the writers don't often give a line read or tell the actor, hey, try to turn this joke this way. Instead, what they do is they just cut the joke.
Oh.
So a lot of times, a joke will make it, they'll like the joke. It'll work in one of the run-throughs. You probably know this, but I'll just say this to them too. Yeah. The way a multicam is filmed, let's say it usually takes a week. So let's say you get the script on a Monday, you rehearse it all week, you film it on Friday. So you rehearse it, and then on Wednesday, you do a run through in front of the writers.
Yeah.
If something doesn't work, they either rewrite or cut it. Then you do it in front of the network. So there's all, like, you almost have to, like, perform it perfectly, and you get one take in each
run through. It's actually really crazy. The more run throughs you have in front of whoever, the worse it gets.
And that's part of the craft of like stand up. You have to repeat it a certain way.
Yeah.
But if one time you don't turn the joke right, a lot of times instead of saying, hey, let's try it this way, they just cut it.
Yeah. It's weird.
So if you tell them, hey, you could tell me to do it a different way, then they will.
All right, so that's what you're talking about right now is like a coping mechanism.
What I'm saying is communicate to people like, hey, sometimes what I have to say is, hey, sometimes, especially because what the subject matter of our show is, I say, hey, sometimes I get like really silly, and I'll be doing stuff and it'd be funny, and people are going to be laughing, and I'm going to be thinking we're having a great time. If I'm wasting time, or you know we're not going to use this, instead of me like, can I try this, and like, why don't you try one? Just be like, no. Because a lot of times directors, especially because a TV director, they're like visiting. So they want to be nice. They'll be like, yeah, go ahead. Just say, Rick, don't do it.
Yeah.
And when you say that, it just, I don't know, it just makes it easier to work with.
That's interesting that you say that, because I think it is important to I actually enjoyed, like, when I was doing I'm Dying Up Here, you talk to the director and it's different, you know? Everybody has a different...
Uh-huh.
You know, they got a different thing. I mean, I had never done drama like that. So it was like, it was interesting to see these like dramatic actors like have these little like talks before we even shoot a scene.
Talks with whom?
Each other. Like they're talking with the director and each actor, and they're looking, and the writer's there, and they're kind of going like, well, in this moment, I was like, wow. You know what I mean? Like it was very fascinating to witness. Like, yeah, these, you know what I mean?
It shows like what, as we see in I'm Dying Up Here, is a lot of the story is involving character and tension.
Yeah, yeah.
Where comedies are, though there is intention, it's the joke. So we could talk about the science of a joke. What's this punchline? How do you set this up? Hey, yeah, could you lead me in with this? As opposed to, I'm feeling this way. How do we get our intentions out?
You know what? I'm not going to disagree with you, but I'm going to say that it's more nuanced. In a sense of that, I think that's what makes comedy harder, because there still is intention.
Intention and joke.
And the thing is, within this intention, we also have to, they're almost like two different things. You know, it's like when you watch a show, like a movie like Airplane, you know, a spoof movie. Okay. So there is a story here. Here's, you know, it's a guy that is on a plane that is about to crash, and the pilot gets sick, and this guy has to fly the plane. And like, there's a real story there, like without all the slapstick. And at the same time, while we're telling this story, we're going to tell these jokes. I mean, I think that's what makes comedy so much harder. And it's hard to, that's why not everybody can do it. Like, it's comedy acting. And I realize now, when you're just worried about intention and you just happen to be funny in something, it's different from like, here's the intention of this scene. And also, we're trying to make a really funny.
But because you don't have the jokes and drama to help bring things along, that means that's why it's so important that you are believable. Because like a lot of times in comedies, you could sacrifice, and I don't always love this, but sometimes you'll sacrifice the reality to get the joke. And that's okay because it's funny. Whatever, it's funny, just do it.
Yeah.
You can't do that in the same way in a drama. So because it needs to be so believable.
Grounded.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's interesting. You know, even as we're talking about it like this, I like talking about it like that. I mean, but the thing is, then you have to forget all about it and then just do it, you know? But there is something fascinating about, like, and I wonder, like, how was that on a show, like, As We See It, to not only have to have this intention, but also have to deal with your own personal autism and then the autism of the character?
I mean, this is what people say when they're accepting awards, what actors say, but it's true. For movies, it's oftentimes given to the director more. But if it's written well, you already know your intention. There's character stuff that you create. But with Jason, each scene has an arc and a purpose. And you only have to have the simplest script analysis to understand, oh, I'm going from here to here. We know that already.
Oh, that's great.
And if you don't know that, you ask. But like, it's basically saying your job is to be believable as an actor, but also everything else is done for you. They're literally guiding us. Just do it. Do your job. Get the rebounds.
Ooh, sounds so. You know, man.
You ever read you're auditioning for something and there's five pages for a scene.
Yeah.
And it's like, I gotta memorize this. And sometimes it's hard to memorize. And sometimes you could read it like three times. Because it's written like, I know why. So I don't have to memorize the words. I just know the story.
And I would say that's a technique anyway for memorizing that I use. Like even something simple like, say, going on a commercial audition for you people out there, I would tell you is like, my advice is get the joke. What is the joke? Mm-hmm. You know? And then once you know the joke, the words don't really matter.
You don't have to memorize the words.
You don't have to memorize the words because you go, this is what I would say in this situation. So, and in terms of like audition, I know exactly what you mean. You read something, you go, when it makes you go, oh, this is great, is because you go, oh, I love that this person said this here. And I totally get why this person said that. And you get it. But sometimes you read something, you go, why are they saying this?
And that why are they saying this makes it harder to memorize because it doesn't feel intuitive.
It don't feel natural. Yeah, man.
Jason, as you see, I could read it maybe twice, but once, and I have it. It's just, he just writes it.
Well, that's great, man. And I wish you all the best with that. I hope it does come back. But even if it doesn't, you did a great job.
You know?
I was going to say, lastly, we're going to say is like, I really want to tell you, like, even on the podcast in person like this is, I'm really looking forward to you being the officiant of my wedding, which is going to be as of this, it'll be next week. So
yeah,
I think it's going to be, you know, it makes me feel, I'm really excited about it. Just the whole thing, getting married and all that. And the fact that you're going to be a part of it.
I'm excited and I'll do this. I'll wash my hands before we eat.
Yeah, okay.
I'm nervous. I'm a bit nervous, so I'm
You know what? You're gonna be fine.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm gonna call Jason and have him write out. Make it intuitive. There's gonna be somebody eating chips.
Oh, that's really funny. Also, I would love for him to do it. I could at least take some pieces. It would be so dramatic.
Oh, my God. We'd be like, what? What is happening? They're like, we had to hire a violinist who's like, you know.
I'm bringing one.
But anyways.
Are we filming it? Will we be able to show some of this on yours or my podcast?
Yeah. We're going to have some.
I'm going to be snapping a lot.
You're going to. Oh, Jesus. Please don't do that.
It'll work in the edit. I'm Rick Glassman. Scoot-Doo. Bubbity Blue.
Make sure you check out Rick on his podcast, Take Your Shoes Off. I was just on the last episode or last week, whenever it was. Had such a great time with your parents. I love your parents. That was such a fun time.
We did it in Cleveland.
You know, we did it in Cleveland. And you know what? You know, people keep telling it. Maybe Rick and I should start our own podcast.
Yeah, we're talking about
it. You know, we got – so if you want
– if this episode gets to 200,000 in the first month, we'll do it.
Yeah, let's spread the word. Let's get it. Maybe show us that we should do it because you like seeing us. And anything in the comments, go ahead. What else do you
say? What's the guy's name, the American Idol that we liked?
Fritz?
Yeah. Fritz lost. So
I talked to Fritz on Instagram.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah.
You just got to get him on.
I said, you got to come on my podcast. But I was going to hit you up and be like, we should both like do it together.
Yeah, and have him perform.
Oh, man.
We should just do a pod episode with us and have him in the corner performing and scoring it.
He's not even on it. He's just sitting over there. I have like a little webcam on.
Or he's on my, if we do it at my place, he's on the balcony, but the curtains are closed.
No, but that kid is great, and I wish him the best. And that kid Christian too.
Yep.
Like that, the episode he got kicked off of, that song he sung, I watched that like 5 times.
Oh, the gospel one that he sings in the car with his mom all the time?
Dude.
He was great.
It was like just moving. And the fact that he didn't make it, I was like, that's when I was done. I was out. And I only stayed in it because I wanted to see if Fritz was going to win. And then once he was out,
Did you watch the finale?
No, thank you. I skimmed through it.
I skimmed through it. It was 3 hours.
Yeah.
I watched 20 minutes of
it. I skimmed through it. It's like Lionel Richie. It's over, bro.
Lionel Richie has said for the last 6 weeks, every time, you're finally an artist. And it's like, you said it already.
No, I just think that he's just, I'm not sure how old Lionel Richie is, but like he's lost his voice.
Really?
Yeah. He can't sing his songs anymore. Not the way he used to.
He's older.
I know, but like.
I do like him as a judge.
I love him as a judge, but I wish they were a little bit mean. I wish one of them was a little meaner.
We're missing. It's not meaner, but just saying what we're thinking.
Yes,
we're missing the Simon. Simon was.
And Katy Perry was doing it for a little while, but I think she was getting such pushback because she's a pop star. But she's now an older like aunt now, so it's like it's time for her to like be you, Katy. I love watching her like evolve. She's like this mom now. You know what I mean? She's like, but like she's like not, she's not full on Kelly Clarkson.
I do like that she has.
But she's like, she's thick now. I'm like, good for you, thank Katie.
I like that she's not making it about her as much as she was in the earlier seasons.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because she is great.
She's great.
And pick your pockets.
Did you see last season or whatever? That one like soft spoken blonde white guy that plays guitar. He sang a song with her, one of her songs.
I don't remember.
Oh man, I gotta send it to you.
We'll put it right here.
But like, she's still got it. She's a great singer.
She's great.
You know, so but I like the advice she gives and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, check out American Idol. and again, check out Take Your Shoes Off. I'll have footage of the wedding and stuff like that when a couple weeks, and I'll be a married guy, even though I already feel like it now. My beautiful fiance and future wife, Rachel, Rick and her have a great relationship, and it's like, you know, it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. And thanks for watching Riffin' with Griffin. Haven't had a guest in a while.
Did you forget the name of your show a little bit?
Yeah, because I don't do this anymore.
Right.
Because it's like, I don't really normally have a guest. But
all right, let's do it. We got food downstairs and I'm hungry.
Yeah, we're going to do it. Peace out. Thanks a lot.
Are you putting in your theme music or mine?
Just send me your stupid music. It's playing right now.
Use yours. It's just Jesus Takes the Wheel.
I wish we could.
Are we still filming this? Put that show whose fault that was.
Rick.
You right away go to me.
Rick.
Eric, I want you to watch that.